Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 68.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. We'd ask our members and our guests to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Rena Turner. We'd ask our members and visitors in the gallery, please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Turner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May we pray? O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We praise your name and thank you for this beautiful day and your presence among us. We thank you for your faithfulness and ask that you increase our faithfulness to you. Lord, you have called us to be your hands and feet in this world. Help us as we minister to your children by using the gifts and talents you have given us. As you have given each of us special gifts, may we return them to you multiplied by our service to others. We ask your presence with those who have lost loved ones, who deal with the trials of sickness, either themselves or loved ones. We ask your blessings of peace and comfort on those in difficult circumstances. We ask your forgiveness when we've done things that separate us from you or that we have not taken opportunities that you've given us to share your love with others. Restore us to a right relationship with you. Now, Lord, we ask that you pour your wisdom on us through your Holy Spirit as we make decisions that affect our communities, our state, and our world. You see the whole picture, and we see only dimly. Fill us with your Spirit, that we may discern your will in each step we take. Guide and direct us in the path that you would have us go, and keep us safe. I ask these things in the name of Jesus, my Savior. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for May 28th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for May 28th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, our nurse of the day with us today is Candace Bedard from Snow Hill. Ms. Bedard, thank you for being with us today. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 233, an act to require a non-state entity to receive state funds for post of office in the state auditor's hotline to allow the office of the state auditor to determine the length of time that a state agency may respond to an audit of economic and efficiency on an audit of program results. To expand the type of record that the Office of the State Auditor may share with state federal agencies, to clarify that the production of documents to the Office of the State Auditor does not waive the attorney-client or attorney-work product privileges, to clarify that the Office of the State Auditor is not required to adopt unnecessary rules, and to amend local government finance officer laws. House Bill 388, an act to allow immunization pharmacies to administer the influenza vaccine to people 10 years of age and older, and to administer vaccines recommended by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of the people at least 18 years of age, pursuant to written protocol, to increase access to vaccines in the best interest of the public health of the citizens of North Carolina. House Bill 532, an act to authorize the Over Mountain Victory State Trail, to authorize the Wilderness Gate State Trail, and to make various changes to the State Park Act and the North Carolina Trail System Act.
Chapter bills will be noted. Representatives Howard, Setzer, Soka, Conrad, Ross, Warren, recognized to send forth the committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Howard, Setzer, Zoka, Conrad, and Ross and Warren, the Finance Committee report. House Bill 402, UNC Capital Projects, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and refer it to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Chair rules, the committee substitute is material and would constitute first reading. The bill is referred to the committee on rules as to the committee sub, and the original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar.
House Bill 235, Utilities Commission Technology Additional Changes, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, and referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Committee substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2, referred to committee on rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
House Bill 399, Historic Preservation of Act 2019, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, and referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 1, refer to rules, calendar, operations of the House.
House Bill 607, Massage Board Membership, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, and refer to rules, calendar, operations of the House.
Original bill on favorable calendar. Committee substitute 1, refer to committee on rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
House Bill 630, Private Protection Service Changes, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, and referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Committee substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2, referred to committee on rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Representatives Davis and Stevens recognize Senate Fourth Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis and Stevens, Judiciary Committee report. Senate Bill 255, State Board Construction Contract Claim, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable Senate committee substitute, and re-referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
The Senate committee substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House committee substitute, committee substitute number 1, is re-referred to the committee on rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 381, reconstitute and clarify environmental boards, favorable House committee substitute, unfavorable Senate committee substitute, and re-referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate committee substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House committee substitute number 1 is referred to the committee on rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Mr. Clerk, chair directs that Senate Bill 359 be removed from today's calendar, that it be calendared for June 5th. It is the intention of the chair that the body will vote on the override at that time. Few special recognitions to make. First, on motion of the gentleman from Lincoln County, Representative Sane, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the West Lincoln High School wrestling team, who are the back-to-back 2A state champions. They're with us today. Head coach Butch Ross, athletic director David Avery, assistant coaches Michael Rhodes, Mark Kiefer, and Jeff George, and then also the principal, Brian Clary. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you over here on the left. Thanks for being with us. Members, on motion of the gentlemen of Alamance County, Representatives Ross and Riddell, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Freebird McKinney, who is the North Carolina Teacher of the Year, who is a teacher at Williams High School in Alamance County. Also joining with them are Rutherford County Schools Student Leadership Academy students and the leaders of Rutherford who are here on motion of the gentleman from Rutherford County, Representative Rogers, and they are Michael Budzinski of Chase High School, Julie Pittman of Rutherford South Central High School, who is the Western Regional Teacher of the Year. Would you all please stand so we could welcome you as well? Thanks for being with us today. On motion of the lady from Wake, Representative Batch, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the 6th grade STEM team of Holly Grove Middle School. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you over here on the right. On motion of the lady from Durham, Representative Black, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to a group of second and third year internal medicine residents from Duke University School of Medicine who are here in Raleigh today as part of their health policy course, advocacy and clinical leadership. Would you all please stand so we could welcome you right here on the right. On motion of the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Joshua D. Klein, Esquire, and students of the Durham Academy. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Over here on the left. For what purpose, the lady from Wake, Representative Batch, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For a point of personal privilege.
Please recognize speak to a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Speaker, it brings me great joy to recognize and congratulate the Holly Grove Middle School 6th grade Samsung team on winning the Solve for Tomorrow competition. This national competition challenges students in grades 6 through 12 to show how STEM can be applied to help improve their local communities. This exceptionally talented team of sixth graders developed a solar-powered sign and automatically flashes when a school bus comes within 400 feet of a bus stop. The students were motivated to act after their classmates were almost hit by a car. They cited statistics such as how 88% of school bus drivers nationally have reported vehicles illegally passing stopped school buses, causing student injuries and fatalities every year. The Wake County School System placed this prototype sign at a stop sign near their school in Holly Springs and is looking to place more signs in the areas where they have large numbers of motorists illegally passing stopped school buses. I am honored to recognize this team and everyone who has played a role in helping them with this competitive award. This team is the epitome of excellence in Wake County Public Schools, and it shows what children can accomplish if given the proper tools and motivation. Mrs. Debbie Shalin is a sixth grade science teacher at Holly Grove and is the advisor of the Samsung team. And Principal Janice Diltz is also here with us today. And we thank them for cultivating the next generation of problem solvers. I would also like to recognize their parents and school administration for supporting their team. The students that are here today as part of that team are Simi Adetenji, Jasper Shikander, J.C. Baker, Kaylee Davis, Destiny Hamilton, Boston Harrell, Tatiana Hernandez, Evan Kruger, Bella Lindsay, Caroline Parker, Austin Perlett, Aaron Peterson, and Michaela Palmeyer. I commend this team for their hard work and dedication, and I'm proud to represent them in the House. Thank you.
For what purpose? For what purpose, lady from Durham, Representative Black, rise.
For a moment of personal privilege, please.
Ladies recognized, speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm happy to welcome the students from Duke Health who are here. They are second and third year students who are studying to be internal medicine doctors. They are also called internists. They work to ensure that we live a healthy life. In addition to preventive care and health maintenance for both women and men, our internal medicine doctors diagnose and treat medical conditions that impact the lives of adults. They also help to manage chronic conditions, including diabetes, heart disease, mental health concerns, and other long-term health problems. With so many people specializing, we need many more internal medicine residents and doctors, and so I'm happy to have them with us today.
Thank you. Calendar. Senate Bill 80. Corker Reed.
Senator Ford, Senate Bill 80, a bill to be entitled an act removing the cap on satellite annexations for the town of China Grove and East Spencer. General Assembly of North Carolina annex.
Chairman from Rowan, Representative Warren is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a simple bill, really. It just adds China Grove and East Spencer to a list of over 100 other cities that have the authority for satellite annexations. I appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House, the passage of Senate Bill 80 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. Senate Bill 80 passed second reading, remains on the calendar. Chair will direct the bill be set for the calendar next Tuesday. And members, that should give members an indication there'll be no recorded votes tomorrow or Monday. House Bill 758, the clerk will read.
Representative McGrady, House Bill 758, a bill to be entitled an act to expand the membership of certain metropolitan sewage districts, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, recognize, debate the bill.
We had a great vote on this, unanimous yesterday, and I ask your vote once again.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House. Passage of House Bill 758 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will light machine record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 758 passes third reading and will be sent to the Senate. House Joint Resolution 1015, the clerk will read.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. House Joint Resolution 1015, a joint resolution providing the confirmation of Christopher J. Ayers as Executive Director of the Public Staff of the North Carolina Utilities Commission. The House resolved to send it concur.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, to recognize to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I hope I have 100% vote green for Mr. Ayer in his reappointment as head of the public staff. In his last 6 years, he's done a great job representing the public. The public staff represents the public, all of our constituents, in every rate case, in every action that the Public Utilities Commission considers. He's done an outstanding job. He was appointed under Governor McCrory. Governor Cooper has decided to reappoint him, a truly man acts in a bipartisan fashion, receiving support from two different governors, two different parties. He's done a great job, and I ask for your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House. Passage of House Joint Resolution 1015 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. House Joint Resolution 1015 passes at second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
The House resolved to send it concurring.
Question for the House is the passage of House Joint Resolution 1015 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Joint Resolution 1015 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 1016, the clerk will read.
Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House. House Bill 1016, a bill to be entitled an act to make appointments to the Board of Trustees for constituent universities of University of North Carolina and the Board of Trustees of Cleveland Community College. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, House Bill 1016 makes various appointments to the Boards of Trustees of the UNC constituent institutions. This is pretty standard language, and this does make appointments for both the Speaker and the President pro tem on behalf of the House and the Senate, and I would ask your support of this bill.
Further discussion, further debate? For what purpose? The gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, rise.
The Speaker on the
gentleman's recognized, debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to vote no today, and I want to make it clear it's not because of any of the men or women that are being appointed to this position. I might personally disagree with the idea of putting large donors or lobbyists on these types of boards for the university system or the Board of Governors, but that's not why I'm asking you to vote today. I just don't think we should be making these appointments. Up until December of 2016, these appointments were made by the governor. As many of you know, in November of 2016, a Democratic governor was elected, and we came in session in December of 2016 for storm relief. At least that's what members on this side of the aisle thought we were coming in session to do. But when that session was wrapping up, we were presented with signatures to bring us back into session immediately on that Wednesday. to find out we were taking a lot of powers and appointments from the governor's office. And these appointments to the trustees are some of the ones we took from the governor's office. That is something that has not been fixed since then. And for that reason, I think we should vote no on this. You know, I know that sometimes there's a saying that says just because you have the power to do something doesn't mean you should do it. This is one of those things. We shouldn't have acted in December of 2016 to take those things from the governor's office. And therefore, I feel like we shouldn't be voting on this today. So I'd ask you to vote no.
For what purpose, gentleman from Hardin, Representative Lewis Rice.
Speak a second time.
Gentleman's recognized to debate the resolution a second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, I'd like to ask you to turn with me on your computers or your iPhones or whatever you happen to have to Article 9 of the North Carolina Constitution. And if you look at Article 9 of the North Carolina Constitution, Section 8, it reads, "The General Assembly shall maintain a public system of higher education comprising the University of North Carolina and other institutions of higher education as the General Assembly may deem wise. The General Assembly shall provide for the selection of trustees to the University of North Carolina and other institutions of higher education in whom shall be vested all privileges, rights, franchises, and endowments heretofore granted or conferred upon the Board of Trustees of these institutions. The General Assembly may enact laws necessary and expedient for the maintenance and management of the University of North Carolina and other public institutions of higher education." End quote. I would submit to you that the people of the state in the 1970s made clear who they wanted to make these appointments. That's what this bill does. I'm asking you to vote green. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 1016 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 69 having voted in the affirmative and 48 in the negative. House Bill 1016 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 1016 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 1016, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate by special message. As we've concluded our calendar, we'll now move to notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Brockman, rise?
Can I be voted no on House Bill 1016?
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 1016. For what purpose, the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to blame my seatmate, but I really can't with any validity. But I would also like to be changed to voting no on House Bill 1016.
The gentleman recorded as having voted no on House Bill 1016. For what purpose does the gentleman from Person, Representative Yarbrough, rise?
Watch your emails, members of the Regulatory Reform Committee. We were planning on meeting tomorrow during our regular slot at 11 o'clock, and there will be an update. Thank you.
We'd ask the pages to go ahead and come forward. Members, we're not going to have any recorded votes tomorrow. There won't be any recorded votes on Monday as well. So I'm going in and calling the pages up a day early for us to thank them here in just a moment, since tomorrow there won't be very many members in the chamber. But we will have a small volume of votes, I think on Tuesday. And then we'll have a number of votes on Wednesday, and then I believe Thursday is our day for the ceremonial session in the Capitol building in honor of D-Day. So that, for your planning purposes, is this week and the upcoming week. But I would expect a pretty pretty crowded calendar on Wednesday. To our pages, you're not off work just yet for the week, but you'll be here tomorrow as well. But while I had members here, I wanted to thank you for your service. I hope you've had a great visit so far, and I hope tomorrow is the same. And I hope you've had a chance to learn a little bit about government, but I say this to all the groups. I hope you've had a chance to make some good friends that you can keep up with long after this week is gone. So since everyone's here at the moment, I would ask my colleagues to thank our pages for their service with us this week. And I heard that the page coordinator said something about taking you guys all out to the Angus barn tonight. She was going to buy your dinner or something. I don't know what that was about. If you guys can get her to do it, more power to you. You may return to your post. Yeah. For what purpose does the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Turner, rise?
Inquire of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized. Just a moment. Let's get order in the house. Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And looking at the calendar for next week, as of us having votes on Tuesday, will that be our standard afternoon session? Are you expecting that?
It would. 1 o'clock is what we're looking at on Tuesday, 1 p.m. session. So members who have a little bit of a drive like yourself could probably safely come in on Tuesday morning. I think there may be some. I think Representative Lewis is going to have a rules meeting on Tuesday at some point. So the folks on Rules Committee are always subject to having to be here a little longer than everybody else, but that's on. And then I think probably a caucus, Republican caucus, at some point on Tuesday after session, I believe. So the idea on our side. For what purpose the lady from Wake, Representative Ball, rise?
Inquiry of the chair.
Ladies recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would we be able to be advised the time for the ceremonial session at the Capitol on Thursday?
Yes. Just a moment. I may know that. Just a moment. Senate's going to go in on 10 o'clock on that Thursday. We'll go in at 11. So that'll be a pretty short day. So two easygoing weeks here, it looks like. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
To see if Representative Lewis would yield for a question after Representative Cleveland finishes.
All right. Representative Lewis, would the gentleman yield to a question from Representative Floyd?
I do, sir.
He yields.
Representative Lewis, Tuesday we will have rules. Could we get a commitment that it would be after 10?
Yes, sir. Representative Floyd, I envision rules being in the afternoon, probably after session. So that should help you plan there.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. For what purpose, gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Change my vote on 1016 to an aye and to inquire where do I pay my $5 for changing my vote.
All right. The gentleman will be recorded as having voted aye on the second reading of House Bill 1016. Any further notices or announcements? Either Majority Leader or Minority Leader have any announcements? What purpose, gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has four.
House Democrats will caucus today at 4 o'clock in our off-campus location. Thank you.
For what purpose? Nothing from Representative Bell. All right, I guess we're ready for a motion. Oh, what purpose, gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
Since you insisted, Mr. Speaker, for an announcement.
Chairman was recognized.
Members, for your planning purposes, we'll caucus Tuesday after session. So just please follow your emails, and we'll try to send those both to your legislative and personal so you'll get a notice. But it will be Tuesday after session.
And I will, the chair will advise, the Rules Committee may have to meet Tuesday morning to take up a resolution about the special session. We have to adopt a resolution to meet in the Capitol building, so it looks like on Tuesday rules may need to meet to take that up for us to meet over there. And then we have the third reading of the bill that we just passed, the local bill for Representative Warren, that would be on for Tuesday. The chair is unaware of anything else for Tuesday. For what purpose, gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman asked for an announcement.
The Freedom Caucus will meet Monday at 3 o'clock at 1425. If that room changes, you'll get an email. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis.
Mr. Speaker.
What purpose is the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
I just want to make a loud noise on the microphone, Mr. Speaker. No, actually, I'd like to let everyone know Tuesday at 2 p.m.
The gentleman's recognized for an announcement.
I'm sorry. Tuesday at 2 p.m., there will be a Transportation Committee meeting. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Sure. And again, session will be at 1 on Tuesday. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Thursday, May 30th at 10 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Speciale, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, May 30th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 148, short title, Public Records Release of LAO Recordings, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary, if favorable, rules.